نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. Continuing with the treasures of the night, we discussed previously the Tahajjud Salah, Salatul Layl. The second one was Dua. And the third one, inshallah, we're going to discuss today is Istighfar. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Kareem, كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to stay very little during the night. And during the latter portion of the night, at the time of Sari, at the time of Tahajjud, then he used to make a lot of istighfar. That is a very, very mubarak time of making istighfar. Astaghfirullah. Oh, astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Mufti Ahmad Kanpuri, Dam Barakatu, explained in today's time, we should say, nastaghfirullah, with the noon, meaning plural, think of the entire ummah. All of us, inshallah, we are turning to Allah, we are repenting to Allah, nastaghfirullah. So this should be done in abundance. One hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, man nazima al-istighfar, ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli hammin faraja. That person who binds himself, that person who makes istighfar in abundance, Allah Ta'ala will create a way out from all types of distresses, all types of anxiety, worry and grief. وَمِن كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا وَمِن كُلِّ ضِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا. And from every constrained circumstances, from every tight situation, Allah Ta'ala will create an exit for him. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْسُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah Ta'ala will provide for him sustenance from where he did not anticipate. So how apt this istighfar is during these times when the ummah is going to severe conditions and trials and tests and tribulations. So to make istighfar in abundance. And then we should say astaghfirullah or nastaghfirullah and ponder of all our gunas and our sins. Allah forgive this sin and that sin. So Allah Ta'ala, to the barakat of istighfar, Allah Ta'ala will create a way out from all types of distress, all remove our anxiety, all and grant us relief from all types of difficulties. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from all constrained situations and circumstances, Allah ta'ala will create an exit for us. And today people are worried, lockdown, my rozi, my sustenance, the barakat of istighfar, Allah ta'ala will grant you barakah in your rozi. And on one occasion, Iblis, the wretched shaitan, mentioned to Allah that, Allah, by through your might and your grandeur, I will continue to mislead your bandas and your servants as long as their ruh and their souls remain in their bodies. I will mislead them. I will be causing to deviate from the right path. I will waylay them. So Allah Ta'ala, what did Allah Ta'ala in response? What did Allah Ta'ala say? Wa izzati wa jalali. By the qasam of my might and my majesty, my grandeur. La azalu aghfiru lahum mastaghfaruni. Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, I will continue to forgive them as long as they seek forgiveness from me. So this is the situation now. We need to turn to Allah, make abundance of istighfar. In fact, the ulama explained that when Allah Ta'ala wants to send his azab, that Allah Ta'ala looks at three things. The first one, that Allah Ta'ala looks ummaru buyuti, those who frequent the masjid. The second one, al-mutahabina fiyya, those who meet and they meet for my pleasure and they love one another for my pleasure. And the third one, al-mustaghfirina bil-ashar, those who make istighfar at a time of sehri. So when Anin very beautifully explained, the first one, because of circumstances, we cannot frequent the masjid like before. The second one is because of the lockdown, because of social distancing, we cannot meet one another for the pleasure of Allah. We cannot meet and love one another because of the situation. But the third one is in our control, and that is making istighfar at the time of tahajjud, at the time of sehri. The last hadith I want to share with you, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that anzalallahu aliyya amanaini li ummati. That Allah Ta'ala has given two methods for peace and protection. for our safety and security, Allah Ta'ala has given two methods, two ways for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the first one? Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala will not punish them as long as you remain among them. And the second one, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And Allah Ta'ala will not punish them until unless they make istighfar. The Prophet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, فَإِذَا مَضَيْتُ تَرَكْتُ فِيهِمْ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when I pass away and leave this world, then I will leave behind istighfar. Here too, the ulama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah reward them, they explain so beautifully that even though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left this world, but the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are still there. So as long as people practice about the sunnah, inshallah Allah ta'ala azab will not come. And the second one, that as long as people make istighfar, Allah Ta'ala will not punish us, inshallah. So these are the moments of istighfar, the time of tahajjud. Even generally, a person should make istighfar after the Fajr Salah, after Asr Salah, Maghrib Salah, and continuously Astaghfirullah. And should be done, said very, very nicely and slowly, Astaghfirullah. Oh, Nastaghfirullah. We should not just get over it and complete tasbih after tasbih, not realizing what we are saying, but ponder over each sinner. Every time we say, Nastaghfirullah, oh Astaghfirullah, contemplate, oh Allah, forgive this sin of mine, this major sin, this minor sin. Inshallah, through barakah of istighfar, Allah Ta'ala will forgive our sins, Allah Ta'ala will clean our slate. And it is mentioned in the hadith, تَتُوبَ لِمَنْ وَجَدَ فِي صَحِيفَةِ إِسْتِغْفَارًا كَثِيرًا. That glad tidings will be for that person, good fortune awaits that person in whose name amal, record of deeds, there is abundance of istighfar. Allah Ta'ala make us among the mustaghfirin, inshaAllah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.